Hi everyone, this is Nina Amir, the Inspiration to Creation Coach, and this is the Inspired Writing Results Group on Tuesday, April 18th, 2017. And I'm here with Mary. And Pat and Peggy are tied up, and I don't know where Nilsa and Gwen are, but I'm hoping they'll join us here eventually. But Mary and I are just going to go ahead and do this, and Peggy did leave me her accomplishments and intentions. So we'll at least get through those two, and then we'll do a little coaching. So why don't I do this? I will do, just getting back to my page, I'm going to do Peggy first. So let me drop that in here. Okay, so Peggy said that her accomplishments were that she worked on chapter 2 a little. Let's see, I didn't go through. Well, that's okay. I was going to say I didn't go through hers one by one, but that's okay. So what she did, Peggy accomplished, she worked on her chapter 2 on chapter 2 a little. She followed up with her interviewee for chapter 2. She turned in a newspaper story and is getting more positive feedback from readers than ever before. Okay, so this Dr. Navoa, or whatever his name is, these are other intentions. Sorry, I'm going to move these. So that's what she accomplished. And her new intentions are to follow up with Dr. Navoa to get a commitment on the forward. I'm trying to keep it to make sense of what she wrote here. Finish. Well, I can't tell from what she's saying. She wants to keep doing the blog post and the university library and the proposal. So let's see what's actually redo all that's not done. Feel still feeling down, but still want to get back on track. Okay, so what I have then, and this could be wrong, but. So basically, I have some things that were there before from last week, last time. And I somehow messed this up. Okay, so we have for intentions, follow up with Dr. Navoa on the forward, finish rewriting chapter 2 through 3, contact more people for the stories, publish a blog post once per month, write one article for the newspaper, keeps goals and intention in line with larger goals, completing book by December 31st. Go to the university library and work for several hours every other week, and redo proposal. Revise table of contents and chapter summary. So I think that is what Peggy meant. So that's that. And then, since Mary is the only one here, Mary's going to go next. So let me get this stuff up, Mary.
There's no way around that.
No, there isn't. For some reason, I can't get this to Peggy's stuff to edit. Why is that? It's very bizarre.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah, so I'm going to start reading them off, and you tell me
if you
accomplish them. Okay, polished proposal.
And you want me to just list what I have for each?
yeah, just, you know, did you do it?
Yeah,
did,
I wrote that
want...
down, too. I really like this. I will say that the Inspired Writing Group, I really like this because it does give me a sense that I have to, you know, have accountability for this. It's something that I have, like, bits and pieces partly done, but I do have it on my calendar for a May 16th deadline. I do have it, but that is like a drop-dead date for me to send that out. So that
for the proposal
is something that has fallen to the bottom of the list, but I still have it on my intentions as something that I really need to do. So I did take stock in that, but it's not done.
Okay, but did you work on it at all?
I did not work on it. I did not work on it this time.
Okay. All right,
because,
that's
fine. Go ahead. Yeah. I was concentrating on this. I call it the PCPC is the name of the church that I work at. PCPC recipes, which I've compiled from free booklets and Advent and Lent and things that I've done for the past 10 years, and so I have a lot of recipes collected. So that the working draft of that, I am about one quarter of the way through, and I have a goal to be, by the next phone call, to be halfway through with that, which is May 2nd. So like I said, this has really helped me a lot because I've moved forward with it, and I think that has kind of inspired me to move that along, because that is kind of important for me to get that done before I finish the gluten-free cookbook, which is the something that I've had laying around for 2 years, and I need to get that, you know, finished too. But this is the starting point, so that really is good. It's helping me to get it together.
Okay, so I'm going to back up just a second. So I have polished proposal with deadline May 16th. And
yep.
Then under that, I had send proposal out. So that'll obviously happen after you finish the proposal. Okay,
right.
Then I had finish working draft of recipe ebook for church by May 2nd. Well, I think I might have just added May 2nd because you said that. And so under
actually, I want to do have half of it done by May 2nd.
Half done. Finish half. Okay, and so then what I have under accomplishments is that you worked on the PCPC recipe book for the church, and you're a quarter done.
That's correct.
Okay, so that was under accomplishments. Okay, so now I have the new intention for the draft of PCPC. Okay. Now it said get mom to edit ebook for church, but is that too early for that? That's not done yet.
She's very excited about doing it, but I have to actually give her a copy. I haven't given her a copy yet, so she's
okay.
Going to help me. But when I have the, I'm very close to having, when I have it like half completed the next time, then I will be able to let her start editing. So that will be, I have a goal of the end of June to have a published ebook out. And the product out, so that's also my intention.
Okay. So what I did was I changed it to give mom manuscript pages to edit instead of just get mom to edit, because that sounds like you're asking her to do it, but she's already agreed. And then publish PCPC recipe ebook for church by end of June. So that was on there, but I added the end of June.
Yeah.
Continue with weekly blog posts on 6 Degrees Friday Flicks. So did you do that over the last 2 weeks?
Yes, I have, and that's been working well, although I wouldn't say that it's, I can't tell about, like, stats on it actually bringing in, you know, new readers or anything like that, because it really hasn't been long enough. But I am pleased that I've been able to stick to it. So that's kind of been my goal, is to make sure that it goes out on Friday, because it's called the Friday Flicks.
Right. Okay, so what I put under accomplishments was wrote 2 weekly blog posts on 6 Degrees Friday Flicks.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I had set up self-esteem business online.
And that's really coming well. I've finished the business plan that the IT guy that's helping me, he's a business consultant, and he's helping me. And so I've got another appointment to set up with him for next week, and so I'll be able to let you know how far we get along. But I'm hoping that by the end of this month that I will be able to actually begin to the beginning stages of launching the business. So I'm really excited about that.
Okay, so what do you want me to say that you actually accomplished with it? I know that you finished the business plan.
I had to write a business plan, so that
right.
that
I have
was
that.
Actually, yeah.
Okay.
I think the accomplishment of that is probably good to stick with.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. So finished business plan. So what I have under accomplishments is worked on the PCPC recipe book, and you're quarterway done. You wrote 2 weekly blog posts, 6 Degrees Friday Flicks, and you finished the business plan for your online business. So anything else?
No, I don't think so, because everything else is something that would not be considered for writing. I have an email list that I write, but that's a political thing, and I don't want to add that to it.
Okay.
Too much.
Okay. All right, so then under intentions, again, we have polished proposal with a deadline, I'll just put by May 16th. Send proposal out. Finish half of the working draft of the PCPC recipe ebook for church by May 2nd.
Yes.
Give mom manuscript pages to edit. Publish PCPC recipe ebook for church by end of June.
Yep.
Continue the weekly blog post on Six Degree Friday Flicks.
Yep.
And set up self-esteem business online.
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. Then we're good. So we can take as much time as you want or need to now answer your questions, because I don't have anything from
Else. If I'd known that I was going to be one-on-one, I would have thought questions for you, but I'll probably think of them tonight after we get off. I can't think of anything right now to ask, although I know I have a ton of things I've wanted to ask you in the past.
If you want to
basically
ask about the
kind of like what we were talking about, I guess email systems, like you were saying, talking about MailChimp to send out newsletters or emails. And I just wondered, what do you think about MailChimp? Is that
I just have never used it. I mean, a lot of people use it. It also depends how much you the direction your business is going. So, when I signed up for AWeber, all the professional bloggers and people building business around their blogs were using AWeber. People who have a thriving business tend to use Infusionsoft, although it can be, I understand, quite complicated and a little much, for a lot of people. There's a new one called ActiveCampaign, which my developer has been talking about, and we're hoping to switch to it this year. I don't know if that's going to happen. Probably will be next year at this point. But I think that in all likelihood, MailChimp will serve your purposes, because doesn't sound like you're developing a huge business, and you have a few courses to deliver and a book and that kind of thing, but all of that can be done with MailChimp.
Yeah.
And I believe that MailChimp
Will I want to start it very small, because obviously there's a lot of things that can go wrong. I don't want to bite off too much,
Yeah. Well, as long as MailChimp will segment lists and stuff like that, so that if you want, one group of people on one, the recipe book people on one list, and you want the self-confidence people on another list, As long as you can do that with MailChimp, it'll be fine.
Well, I think my other question was about my website. I'm not sure if I'm happy with VistaPrint as my website, and it doesn't seem real user-friendly. And then there was somebody, and I can't remember if it was on, I don't think it was on in our group here, but it may have been somebody that I heard used BookBaby. I just was wondering if I should change my...
These are not places to have a blog. These are not good places to have a blog.
No, I'm talking about a website, a central hub.
No, these are not good places. A blog is a website. Your website just has... if you use WordPress, you're using a content management system just like any of the others, but it's made for blogging, because blogging is what's going to make your website get found. But it works like any other website. I've never known anyone who had a website on VistaPrint, to be honest.
Okay.
I would not do one on BookBaby. I didn't even know they did that.
I think they
farm
it out to somebody.
Yeah, when you buy hosting with a hosting company, some people will buy their URLs, their domain name, at GoDaddy and then use GoDaddy, which is a better choice, but they're not the best hosting company in the world. If you're going to go with something free, which I don't recommend, but if you are going to go with something free, I would go with WordPress.com, and I would upgrade so that you at least have something that doesn't say WordPress.com. It just has, is your website.com. But I don't like their policies around the upgrading, and I don't think you get as much freedom to do what you want to do with your website as if you just bought hosting and then downloaded the WordPress.org technology. It's the same exact
technology. Now, I've used WordPress.org for my 6 degrees, and that was the other question about merging that into, you know, I already use that for 6 degrees of film, and I have a WordPress. Keith, the IT guy I was telling you about, had set that up for me years past. I'm just wondering, should I just use that as my website, my WordPress.org site for 6 degrees?
But it doesn't have anything to do with recipes or
with
confidence.
That's what I meant.
No, I wouldn't. This is what happened to me, see, because I had all these different topics, and so I ended up with a whole bunch of different blogs and webs, you know, which are websites. Back in the day, I had just websites with blogs linked to them, but then blogs became the thing to have because they get your site discovered by Google. So anyway, and then I had to create ninaamir.com in order to bring it all together. So I do career planning for authors in order to help you avoid this problem, to see if there is any way to find a thread that runs through all your work so that you could put it on one website. But you couldn't have something. It was self-confidence, right? Is that the journal?
The self-esteem one, yeah.
Oh,
the self-esteem,
sorry.
Journal.
So self-esteem has nothing to do with movies.
No.
And it has nothing to do with recipes. So, so to me, you need to, well, the 6 degrees I would probably leave alone anyway because it's all about movies. So, and then if you can find a theme between self-esteem and the recipes, you know, then go for it. But you have to be able to blog about your topic for anyone to find you and for Google to index your content and know what you write about. So if you had a one website, the 6 degrees, and you're writing about movies and then you're writing about recipes and then you're writing about self-esteem, nobody will ever find you because Google won't be able to figure out what your site's about.
I think what Keith said was, like you were saying, Nina Amir, that just to go with Mary L. Johnson, and I did have an idea of an umbrella of 6 degrees to use that as a theme. I mean, 6 degrees... and try to use that in my title for, especially with the 6 degrees with self-esteem, 6 degrees with it, and that might be what
So then you could do that, but you still have, so that becomes your branding, 6 degrees becomes your branding. The question still is, though, that if you have one website called 6 degrees, and on Fridays you're doing the movies, and you know, on Monday you're doing something to do with recipes or church, and on Wednesdays you're doing self-esteem, it's still very hard for Google to figure out what you write about. It's going to take much longer. It isn't that they're never going to figure it out, but it's not the same as like writing about blogging books, and that's all I write about is blogging and blogging books, right?
Right.
So the other option is to do what I did, which is, you know, to have the different sites. Of course, that wouldn't have been my first choice now that I know what I know, but is to, you know, you could create, you know, maryjohnson.com and then, you know, model it off of mine and have three columns, you know. And so it's, actually, I would probably call it 6degrees.com, and then I would redirect your name to the home page so anyone searching for your name finds you. But I would call it 6degrees.com, and then I'd have some little explanation. You know, you have to say what you do for people. So you have to have a tagline that says something like, you know, helping you discover the 6 degrees between, you know, where you are.
Well,
where you
the
are,
brand
you
would be the 6 degrees writer, and that's what I was going for, a 6 degrees
Okay, but that doesn't
writer.
That gives no benefit. The 6 degrees writer, okay, fine, I'm not interested, I'm going away.
Right.
You have to have a benefit statement.
Right.
Yeah, on ninaamir.com, mine says helping you achieve inspired results.
Okay.
If you go to Michael Hyatt, who has rebranded himself several times since I've known him, you know, he's the virtual mentor, just like I'm the inspiration to creation coach. So he says, your virtual mentor, win at work, succeed at life.
Okay.
Benefit statements.
because that's what Keith wanted me to do, is to go and I'll tell him to look at your site. And then,
yeah, you need to have a benefit statement that is your tagline that ties it all together. Then
all
you
right.
could do what my site does, and I mean, you could have some kind of little statement that says, you know, what you do, and beyond the tagline, you know, that kind of
mm-hmm.
explains why you're doing these three different things. And then you could have
right.
little columns, like mine has four, but, you know, where you click through to, okay, if you're interested in movies, on Fridays I talk about movies. And then, you know, if you're interested in food and recipes, on Wednesdays I talk about recipes. And if you're interested
mm-hmm.
in self-esteem, I talk about that over here.
Okay.
But the thing is that your audiences are also probably different. The self-esteem
mm-hmm.
sounded like it was for young girls.
Yeah, it would be.
But see, they're not going to show up to a site that's about recipes and movies.
You think they would show up for recipes, maybe? For gluten-free? Maybe.
I don't know.
So.
I don't think so. Not teenagers.
Yeah. No, not teenagers. No. Well, that's the problem. Therein lies the problem.
Well, that's why
that's
I do
why
career
I was...
planning for people, because it's not an easy fix. It's not an easy,
I know.
An easy solution. So you have to go through a big process. You know, I take people through, and we look at their values, their passion, their purpose, all the topics they might want to write about, all the books they might want to write. And then we start the branding process, and then we talk about a blog plan so that you can incorporate all of it. But it all has to go together. There has to be a theme that runs through it.
Right.
So you can talk about 6 degrees, but you have to really make that show up in your work
mm-hmm.
in all areas.
Oh, I know. This is a lot to think about.
mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, I do four full hours with people on this, and sometimes they still don't have it yet because they have a lot going on, then it's hard to pull it together.
Well, yeah. It has been for me, as you can tell. All right. I'm writing all this stuff down, too.
Yeah, so that's what
I'd
be looking at, those kind of things.
Okay. I think that's enough. I think that's enough to get me started.
Okay.
My brain
okay,
is
well,
going,
know that
whoa.
I also, you know, I mean, I have those sessions should you decide you need help.
Yeah. Okay.
Because the thing is that it's hard for you to see the big picture. And I'm not just trying to sell you on it. I'm just saying, you know, I had a client and she does nonfiction, but she also
mm-hmm.
writes mysteries, and they're historical. And so she wanted her site to say where history meets mystery, which is not really a benefit statement, but it's compelling. Okay, where
mm-hmm.
history meets mystery. So this is what happens on her site, history meets mystery. But she was doing essential oils for riders and for horses. And she had a website for horses and about horses and natural horsemanship and using these oils also with the horses. And then she had her mystery series. And she was writing about women in history who have been great leader, you know, empowered type leaders.
Right, right.
And I was like, okay, so, you know, you're all over the map. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's what
you
told
And she's
me.
Writing about
that's
writing, because the essential oil thing for the writers goes with writing, right? So
right.
I was like, you have to find something that ties all this together to make it work. And she really liked the where history meets mystery. And I said, okay, well, so then you have to, when you write about essential oils, you have to include history. Where, you know, like that book, you know, the book you were going to write about it for the writers, you have to talk about the history of essential oils and, you know, that kind of thing. So you're bringing history into it. But you also
right.
have to talk about the mystery of how these oils work and trying to figure out which ones to use. And, you know, so it becomes a mystery that you're solving. And the same with the horses. You have to go from the historical aspects of, you know, natural horsemanship and you know, using other kinds of remedies on them and whatever, and then it's the mystery of figuring out what works for each horse. And the same with the women. Okay? So the mystery,
right.
I mean, they're historical as it is, so that's not a problem, but you have to approach it as, for each one, what's the mystery? What's the secret to their success? and uncovering right. that mystery. And so she was like, oh, my God, then I get that. I said, well, it's going to take some work. You're going to have to go back, look at all your blog posts. You're going to have to do some work on your books and the focus. And she's like, that's okay. I totally get this now. And she was good with it because we found a way to make it work for her.
Yeah.
So it's the same for you.
See,
if you're going
I think that's what Keith has been telling me, too, that, you know, that right, basically you've got to tie it together. You can't be all over the map.
No. Otherwise, you need three sites.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And well, still, writing about three things is going to be, again, you're not going to rise up in the search engine results pages very quickly with three topics.
Right.
And I know this even from my Write Nonfiction and Write Nonfiction Now site. So it's about writing nonfiction. But nonfiction is not like fiction. We have people who want to write articles, people who want to blog, people who want to do professional copywriting.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have people who want to write books. So my blog is only about nonfiction, but I cover blogging, copywriting, articles, books, book proposals, query letters, editing, writing, right? So those are a lot of, actually, they all are related, but when Google comes mm-hmm. along, they're like, oh, my God, she's taught writing about all kinds of things here. And so that site has had way more trouble getting, you know, like if you look under, I'd have to look now how it even does, but if you put nonfiction, oh, let's do it this way. So if I was going to do a query, I'd put in how to write nonfiction. And if I just put that in,
mm-hmm.
Can we even find it? And I've been writing on this site for a long time. There's a Google, like something I once wrote on Google Plus. Two things I wrote on Google Plus that come up on the first page. So if you clicked through to that, you would find me. But I'm even looking on the second page. See, I don't come up for that because, which is really bizarre, but I don't.
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
I knew that
how to write a nonfiction article, I might come up because that's one of
my. I just knew that I just was unhappy with the way that this website looks and everything. And like you said, I think it's just because it doesn't really, you know, it's not an umbrella that holds it together. And that's what I really have to do is, like you said, find a thread that will hold it together. You know.
Right. And the 6 degrees is cute, but it's, you know, not sure you're going to be able to use that to hold it all together.
Right. Well, like you said, it's got to be about a benefit for other people.
Right. But, you know, I mean, it could be, you have to look at what you're trying to accomplish for your readers in each instance, in each topic area.
Mm-hmm.
And then say, okay, well, could I use the term 6 degrees with that?
Right. Which I have to figure out.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like I think about Tony Robbins tells a story about, is it Tony Robbins or is it Brenda Burchard? I think it's Tony Robbins. He tells a story about learning golf. And he gets himself a golf instructor and he goes out there and, you know, the first day he just, you know, does great. And he's so excited because he's like, okay, this is going to be easy. I can play golf. He shows up the next week and he can't do anything. And he's really frustrated. He just keeps hitting the balls and hitting the balls. And he finally says to the instructor, what the heck am I doing wrong? And the instructor says, it's just 1 centimeter or 1 millimeter or something like that. He said, you just have to shift your hand this tiny amount and it's going to make all the difference. And he does. And then he can hit everything. And in those cases, that's what it's like, right? We only have to shift a little bit. But 6 degrees is actually a lot, right?
Yeah.
But where I was going with that is if you could say 6 degrees from where you are to where you want to go, you know, that would work. But it does, you know, but that's not really about self-esteem. Self-esteem, I'm not sure that would work, you know, 6 degrees from, you know, to the self-esteem you want or something like that.
Well, I actually did write some copy today about using that as kind of a a model to start where you are, and then, you know, I think it'd be more like six steps, but degrees was just another, you know, I guess, term that, and I mean, it doesn't really fit the 6 degrees of separation, which that came from, though, you know?
Exactly. So why do you use 6 degrees for the movies?
Well, 6 degrees of film, actually, the idea for that and the book was films of the past and films of today, that there are actually not really that much difference between, I mean, in other words, there's so many remakes and things like that, and that's why it's just called 6 degrees of film, because every film you can find some part of it that would, you know, be retold in a modern day format, and that's basically 6 degrees. So the 6 degrees of film, and because I like old films, and so I kind of relate most of the new films that come out in a review with films of the past. So that's the 6 degrees. But it's hard to explain.
Is it really 6 degrees of separation? Because the 6 degrees of separation is actually that there are 6 degrees between one thing and another.
Well, I guess what I was trying to say was that no matter how far apart we get, even if it seems like there's 6 degrees of separation, that there's still ways you can tie it together. I mean, which is like the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon thing. I mean, that you can always find ways to tie films like Casablanca. You see elements of old movies in things that we see today. I mean, like we just had a movie called Allied, and there was a bunch of parts in it that you could find, you know, similarities to Casablanca, the old movie.
Right. And, right.
Okay,
well, so that kind of works. And I actually went online, and I'm just looking. And, I mean, basically, like Wikipedia says, you know, 6 degrees of separation is the idea that all living things and everything else in the world is 6 or fewer steps away from each
right.
other.
Yeah.
So the chain of a friend of a friend statements can be made. So,
mm-hmm.
So I could see that with the movies. And I probably could see that with the self-esteem, because you could say 6 degrees of self-esteem.
Well, that's kind of what I had written about today when I was writing. We were talking about copy. I was writing that copy, and, you know, like the first degree, the second degree, you know, and then this is how you can get to where your best possible self, like the best of all possible worlds, the best of all possible yous, or the best of all possible selves from where you start today, and that, you know.
Okay, so I can see where that would work, but you're going to also have to come up. So these are gluten-free cookbooks?
Yeah, the actual title for that, I think it would just be the, you know, what I'd written was the gluten-free writer, but I mean, it would be like if you were branding it as a 6 degrees writer, it would just, I'm not quite sure how that would even work.
You'd have
with gluten-free
to do something
writing.
Like the 6 degrees of, well, and degrees is also a cooking term.
Yeah.
So you could try to tie that in, but like the 6 degrees of gluten-free cooking, and then you would have to show how gluten-free cooking can be related back to everyday cooking, like normal cooking.
Hey, that actually is part of what I do, because, you know, most of the recipes that you get, are you have to kind of play around with them. So, I mean, that actually is not a bad notion right there.
Yeah. Well, so then you have all three.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then that would work.
Yeah.
And then you'd have to talk about, like in your bio, you're going to have to talk about why the 6 degrees, why is that important to you, you know, how
right.
it pertains to your life, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're going to have to make it into something bigger.
Yes.
And
actually,
the 6 degrees, the film one, I know you have the 6 degrees Friday flicks, but is there a name that actually goes with it, or is that the whole name, 6 degrees Friday flicks?
Well, believe it or not, in the headline analyzer, they said that was a really good one. I usually put, like, 6 degrees and then either a capsule review or something. But it seems like, you know, the Friday flicks, I don't know, so far it seems to have worked. Although, like you said,
I
guess you could do...
What I would be doing is calling it 6 degrees of movies. six degrees of self-esteem, six degrees of gluten-free cooking. And then you would just have your Friday flex.
Okay.
And then if it were me and I were blogging and I had these three topics, I would probably be looking at having, you've got this one blog post on Friday, I mean, you could have the other two, Monday and Wednesday, or alternate them, like on Mondays, but then one day a week I would be writing something about this idea of 6 degrees, which I don't know how much you can write about it, but that's what I'd be doing, so that way you become known as the 6 degree writer. And people
okay.
who are interested in the whole concept of
right.
6 degrees come to you as you're the expert on 6 degrees.
Okay. Well, I do kind of have had this idea of using the trending list that I usually go through every week, and that might be the best way to, like you said, kind of tie everything together. As you said, like everything is basically only separated by 1 degree. I mean, that maybe you can, because there's usually a story in there about cooking. There's usually something about film or a movie trailer that's starting, and that might be a good general, you know, like column to write, like you said, to actually try to tie it together as the 6 degrees writer.
I'd be looking
That's
at
a really
news.
Good idea.
I'd be looking at the news. You know, it's like the Women's March. You could have probably tied that
right.
together with women's rights
yeah.
marches early on.
Okay.
Things
right.
like that. I'd be looking at
yeah.
the news. So now what happens is you become a commentator on this whole idea of 6 degrees and looking for those connections.
Okay.
Then your blog and your website has more purpose and
right.
more benefit.
I know. Well, that makes sense.
Then your tagline could be something,
what the hell am
this
I doing?
Is not good.
Where am I going with this?
Right. I mean, this is not a good tagline, but it could be something like helping you find the six degree of separation between, you know, anything. Or,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? Or
yes.
helping you see the 6 degree connection between everything in life.
Right.
But, you know, something along those lines so that then that's
yeah.
the benefit.
Yeah.
And you can still be the 6 degree writer, but, you know, you have to tie all this together.
Right. Well, it makes a hell of a lot more sense when I'm talking to you about it. Definitely.
Like I said, that's why I do the branding stuff with people. I'm not a branding expert, but, you know, with working with so many bloggers and
mm-hmm.
and knowing the problems I had, I just know that this is what has to be done. It has to be done early. You can't. It just
yeah.
gets harder and harder the farther you get into your work.
And there's just so much out there now. It's ridiculous. It's really hard to.
Yeah, it's a noisy world, and so you have to
yes.
have branding, and you have to have
yes.
a blog plan, so that
mm-hmm.
so that Google will eventually find your site and move you up in the search engine
mm-hmm.
results pages. Otherwise, you're not discoverable at all.
Right.
So.
Okay. That makes sense.
Okay, well, you've got a big old branding session, so hopefully that helps you.
Well, thank you. I didn't plan it this way, but, you know, hey.
That's okay. The other people missed out. They're not here. So, yeah, they can
right.
come back and listen and learn about branding. So,
that's right.
All right. Awesome.
Oh,
well,
that.
I think we can probably call it a night with that.
Yes. I got a lot. I've got a lot of homework here. No.
Okay,
but,
well, let me know how it goes.
Awesome, really. Yeah. Thank you. And I will take that all in and go through my list and get to my intentions for next time.
Okay.
And maybe we'll have other people join us next time on the call.
I'm sure we will. I mean, Pat and Peggy are just,
yeah.
that's unusual
yeah.
for, Peggy's almost always here. Pat will miss occasionally, but
yeah.
the two of them are almost always here. And
oh,
Gwen
good.
Has been pretty regular also.
Yeah.
Nilsa, of course, is a little newer. So, you know, anyway, you know,
yeah.
maybe it's just with the whole Easter thing. Maybe people are still off or something.
Know.
I don't know.
Well, like I said, though, this has really helped me because it gives me, you know, just a good marker. So I know that I, you know, kind of have some accountability for it's always very good when you're writing.
It is. And that's why Peggy and Pat have stayed with me so long. Because they feel like, they, you know, you could ask them, but I think they would tell you they feel like they've just accomplished a lot more in the 2 years they've been working with me. And
I know.
I never really intended to have just an accountability group, but and it's not. We have the whole coaching thing. And the coaching thing was supposed to be more about productivity and high performance,
right.
You know, really how do you manage to write. But I just think, you know, that they've found that, and there were some other people who were with me for a long time. They just, you know, one person retired and she didn't have the money anymore, and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But there were people who were with me for, you know, close to 2 years. So, I mean, it just seems to work to.
Yeah, no, I could see the advantages already, and it that really helped me.
Yeah, I mean, and there are lots of accountability groups out there. I know accountability works, but when I set it up, I just, you know, I was like, okay, we'll have an accountability portion, and then we'll have the part about coaching to help you do more writing. And it just depends.
Right.
Not everybody's struggling to write. So, you know, a session like this is fine, too.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody learns.
All right. Well,
all right.
I'll be looking forward to the next time.
All right. I will talk to you in 2 weeks, and hopefully we will have a few more people on the line. But if not, we'll go ahead anyway.
All right, Nina.
All right, Mary.
Thank you.
Go out there and achieve more inspired results. I'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you. All right.
Bye.
Night.